And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. And he builded a city, and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarai said unto Abram, My wrong be upon thee. I have given my maid into thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee. For Sarah conceived, and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife, because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben. For she said, Surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me. And she conceived again and bare a son, and said, Because the Lord hath heard that I was hated, he hath therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. And she conceived again and bare a son, and said, Now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him three sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. And she conceived again, and bare a son, and she said, Now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah, and left bearing. And Bilhah conceived, and bare Jacob a son. And Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again, and bare Jacob a second son. And God hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived, and bare Jacob the fifth son. And Leah conceived again, and bare Jacob the sixth son. And she conceived, and bare a son, and said, God hath taken away my reproach. And the flocks conceived before the rods, and brought forth cattle ring-straight, speckled, and spotted. And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived, that I lifted up mine eyes, and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were ring-straight, speckled, and grizzled. And she conceived and bare a son, and he called his name And she conceived again and bare a son, and she called his name Onan. And she yet again conceived and bare a son, and called his name Shelah. And he was at Kizib when she bare him. And he said, What pledge shall I give thee? And she said, Thy signet, and thy bracelets, and thy staff that is in thine hand. And he gave it her, and came in unto her, and she conceived by him. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If a woman have conceived seed and born a man-child, then she shall be unclean 7 days. According to the days of the separation for her infirmity shall she be unclean. Have I conceived all this people? Have I begotten them, that thou shouldest say unto me, Carry them in thy bosom, as a nursing father beareth a sucking child, unto the land which thou swearest unto their fathers? Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of the Lord. And the Lord visited Hannah, so that she conceived and bare 3 sons and 2 daughters. And the child Samuel grew before the Lord. And the woman conceived, and sent and told David, and said, I am with child. And the woman conceived, and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. And when he went into his wife, she conceived and bare a son, and he called his name Beriah, because it went evil with his house. Let the day perish wherein I was born, and the night in which it was said, There is a man-child conceived. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity, and hath conceived mischief, and brought forth falsehood. It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him, and would not let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house, and into the chamber of her that conceived me. And I went unto the prophetess, and she conceived and bare a son. Then said the Lord to me, Call his name Mahershalal-Hashbaz. Flee, get you far off. Dwell deep, O ye inhabitants of Hazor, saith the Lord. For Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, hath taken counsel against you, and hath conceived a purpose against you. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, which conceived and bare him a son. And she conceived again, and bare a daughter. And God said unto him, Call her name Lorahamah, for I will no more have mercy upon the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them away. Now when she had weaned Lorahamah, she conceived and bare a son. For their mother hath played the harlot, she that conceived them hath done shamefully. For she said, I will go after my lovers that give me my bread and my water, my wool and my flax, mine oil and my drink. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and hid herself 5 months, saying, And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the 6th month with her, who was called barren. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death.